Welcome back to In Joke on Sin 90.7. That was Annie by Mac DeMarco, and on top of that we had the Wilhelm Scream by the Bamboos. But Annie by Mac DeMarco is important because
Very
we
important.
Have Annie Louie here in the studio. How are you going?
Yay, hey, welcome!
Thanks for name dropping Annie so many times.
That's okay. Right.
Anytime.
It's our thing.
Yeah.
It's our shtick.
I got roasted on Facebook because I liked my own Facebook page. So no. I had a comedy page and it was Annie Louie Likes Annie Louie, and everyone was like, what are you doing? We can all see you doing that.
Really?
So yeah, I put on a gif of a guy kissing himself in the mirror, which is what I think it symbolized.
I can't believe you got roasted about that.
Yeah, I was trying to do it sneakily. I thought I maybe should wake up in the middle of the night to like my own page. But then my sister said, just do it. And then I did. And then the whole day was just people putting it up on Facebook,
really?
Screenshotting it and being like, this is hilarious.
Hilariously, though, my boss is a bit older, and our work Facebook page, he'll go to like a post that we've posted as the organisation, but forgets that puts him as the organisation first because he's admin. So he often is liking the page, but he's liking it as work.
Yep.
No, and we I all know, have this is all too real.
We
this
all have all a little chuckle, but then I've had that issue because I'm admin to several pages and I go and going, oh, I like that. And then I realise, I go back, I was like, oh, my like's gone, but then it's the organisation's like. And then I feel,
loser.
I'm like, I can't help it. You know, it's just Facebook being a little bit too crafty.
Yeah, definitely.
But I think it's okay to like your own thing.
Yeah.
Self-promotion.
That's it.
Self-promotion.
You've got to get it.
You've got to do it. If you sit around waiting for everyone else.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. I was waiting for a post that I was going to make when I hit 200. I'm like, I'm one like closer to 200 if I just do it.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
Every step counts.
Every step you take.
So just so everyone knows that your show, Butt Donut, is a part of Melbourne Fringe. It's your first solo show?
Yes, first solo show. I've been doing comedy for about 8 years now.
8 years?
Yeah.
Wow.
Started off as a Class Clowns national finalist.
Awesome.
And
always
yeah.
love that. Always
yeah,
love was, Class Clowns.
Yeah, it's great. I was in and out of comedy during uni and after uni. So now I thought, might as well give it a real hot crack because I was thinking of giving up. But then I thought, oh, it's silly because I haven't really tried it yet and I'm willing to give up. So I thought I'll set a goal of 50 gigs this year. I'm at about 20 now.
Oh,
so,
amazing.
Yeah. So I thought I'll know once I do that whether I'm any good or not.
Okay. How's it going so far?
I think it's been good. Yeah. It's not just doing the jokes but building a network with other comedians that I didn't realise was so important as well. Yeah. Just so that when they go and introduce you, they can verify that this chick is funny. They've seen her around rather than just being like, who is this?
That's pretty cool. I didn't realise that it was it was really around the network as well and building that.
Yeah, yeah. I went out trying to build a fan base. But I think, yeah, it's just as critical to have people who will take you to new gigs and recommendations and, yeah, give you hot tips and things.
Without taking all your secrets away, how have you done that? To give anybody in comedians
an
idea?
Yeah, I think just keep showing up, really. Okay. Yeah, like there's so many open mic nights in Melbourne.
Oh, really?
That's true.
As long as I did the gig, regardless of how it went, I thought at least I'm another gig down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so closer to the 50 goal. So yeah.
Nice. So just about Butt Donut, I'm intrigued.
Yes.
By the name,
Butt Donut. Yeah. A lot of people have been asking me what's it about. I got a message from another comedian on Facebook and he said, Annie, why is your show called Butt Donut? Full stop. And it just had the tone of a really disappointed dad.
but I kind of love it.
Yeah. So the story goes back to high school after I had a near-death kind of experience. Yeah. So I nearly died while I was on a camp where I fainted into a fire. And I spent 2 weeks in hospital and didn't go back to school for about a month. And when I did go back, there was a girl who was quite curious about whether or not I'd had skin grafts because her aunt had been burned and got skin grafts. So she had to ask me, where's your butt donut? So that's where it comes from. She couldn't work out why I was sitting down. So I've spoiled it. I didn't have skin grafts, but I thought it was a great name for a show. It just came back to me years later.
It definitely conjures some curiosity. Okay.
Because when we heard you hear the name of the show and then you hear the synopsis of the show and the stories that you are telling, I just remember thinking, how do these relate? What is the connecting factor? Yes. But now it all makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, it does make sense. So it's about kind of three major events in my life that okay. are kind of tragic, but I'm kind of putting a comedy spin on it.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, the reason why I got into stand-up was because I thought, yeah, like, now's the time to start living because I nearly died. So, mm-hmm. you know, just start doing things that why scare not? You. Yeah, why not? You have nothing to lose. So I think it's a good bubble that you're in for a while and sure. you feel quite invincible and it does wear off over time. So, yeah, the second kind of big life event kind of pushed me again okay. to have another spurt of, yeah, mm-hmm. let's get out there and do more stuff. So, yeah, I'll be talking sweet. About that in the show, but, yeah, I'll keep it under wraps for now.
Fair enough. Mm. Keep them intrigued. Yes. Keep them coming. I'm intrigued in, by the fact that you do speak about such dark moments in your life. Mm. From two perspectives, or two questions kind of similar, why do you think it's important from your perspective to tell these stories, and why do you think it's important for the audience to hear these stories?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think because that's what human connection is all about sure. and it's part of my story, and eventually everyone has something tragic that's going to happen to them, and I'm yep. kind of slightly ahead of everyone else, so I think I better start getting onto this and making money while I can out of it, because yeah, eventually we're all going to be hit with something, and I think that's yep. what I'm aiming to look into the audience for,
yeah,
for
sure.
them to connect with me on that kind of level, whether you have been through this kind of stuff or not.
Yep.
Yeah, I think, yeah, that just really basic human connection.
Oh, fantastic. And, you, sorry, I just got really tongue-tied and read the wrong bit. So what other stories are you telling? You said there's two other events. Are you able to yeah. give us a little bit of a snippet? Or
yeah, like one of them is pretty basic. It was just a breakup of a long-term relationship. So I think we've all been
they're
through that.
Oh, they're, yeah. they're always inspiring.
I know. Yeah. So, there's a lot of other stuff just generally good stand-up about yep. travelling, my Chinese heritage. So, yeah, when I first started comedy, I did a lot of stuff about my family, mm-hmm. but now I'm a bit smarter, so there's less impressions of my mum and more kind of analysis of why my mum is like that.
But I think impressions are a really good gateway into finding your audience as well. I just think people love a good impression.
Yes.
People love a good impression. And it's I've completely blanked on the female comedian. Is it Ali Wong?
Yes.
And her stand-up show that she recently did when she was pregnant, and she just imitates her mum the entire time, amongst other things. But I found that – I just thought it was great that she was just – because her background, and I could get this wrong, but her partner is Japanese and Korean, and she's Chinese
yes.
or is she Vietnamese?
She's Chinese Vietnamese.
So they're both yeah. like two crosses, and she imitates her mum, but then she doesn't do her mother-in-law, but she does her husband and sort of his heritage and does
yeah.
the comparisons, because apparently they're just not meant to get along.
Yes.
Like, their cultures mean that they do not get along.
Yeah,
and
she's absolutely one of my favourites, so yeah. very inspirational, just from the fact that we're both second generation
mm-hmm.
Australian/American. Yeah, and I think that all that stuff does, it's relatable. Yeah, we all
100%.
Know someone. Our mums are kind of all like that in some
yeah.
kind of way. Yeah, she does talk about kind of keeping the manual to your calculator yeah. when you're cleaning your house. Like, everybody can relate to that.
Oh, I actually was out for dinner the other night, and we were with a family friend, and she's her mother is Maltese and my grandmother's Maltese. She's a bit older, and we didn't know. Then in the end, it was this just going off one another. No one else in the room could really relate, and we're sitting there imitating our parents and grandparents, and just all these like little attributes about what, you know, our background and what we grew up with. And you know, you think that everyone's really similar in terms of backgrounds, but depending on your culture, there's just these tiny little tweaks. And I was just sitting there imitating my grandmother, and it was just so much fun and hilarious, because it's just things everyone can relate to, but also just
yeah.
little things.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So I'm hoping it will appeal to a broad range of people who want to come and see the show,
yeah.
whether you're Asian, Australian, anything really. Yeah.
Anything, everyone can relate.
Yes.
And you did mention before that you've done some raw comedy stuff and Class Clowns
yep.
stuff. But
I'm
you've also
to competition.
Yes. you've also been a sketch comedy member in Dr. Duck.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, so how did trying out sketch comedy go? Because it's a bit different.
Yeah, yeah, it is a bit different. I'm no good at improv, but sketch is different, so it's quite scripted, and that
yeah.
works well for me, because my stand-up is scripted, and I have an experience in acting anyway. So yeah, I did Victorian Youth Theatre back in high school, and I did BCE drama as well. So it came quite naturally, and it was good being able to work together with a group. Because when you're doing stand-up, you're just always doing solo stuff. So yeah, it was cool to have people to just bounce ideas off and do a run of 10 shows and kind of bond over the fact you're all exhausted and that we didn't have anyone show up and the show was cancelled, but you can,
the
someone
camaraderie.
The camaraderie comes in rather than me going home and having a drink by myself.
Big shout outs to Dr. Duck, because they're a really cool sketch comedy group.
Yeah,
100%.
Or do YouTube comedy as well, which is cool, as well as live stand up stuff. They're really cool. True.
Yeah.
Random shout out to them, because they're really cool.
But also, for young women and girls who are looking to get into comedy, what advice would you give?
I think what advice I would give to all people who want to try comedy is just keep looking for material that you find funny and write it down and just sign up for the open mic nights. I remember when I first started, I kept being on the absolute end of the gig list. Mm-hmm. So I'd go through, there would be 20 men and then I'd be the woman at the end. But I think it's changed so much now over the last few years. There's some really good 50-50 lineups around Melbourne. So just hit up the Melbourne Comedy Scene page or a few of the other pages around. And and there's some people out there who will give you some really good recommendations as well. So people listening, you can message me and I can give you some if you like.
Awesome. So where would they find you to message you, and where would they find details about your show?
Yeah, so you can find me on Facebook at Annie Louie Comedy. It's Louey. And I've got a website as well, annielouie.com. And for the Fringe show, I will be playing from the 12th to the 17th of September at the Mechanics Institute in Brunswick.
Oh, nice. Great location.
Well. Yeah, it's really good. They've just refurbed the whole place with a new company, Next Wave. Ooh. Yeah, so they've got a 120-seat theatre as well as a 20-seater, which I'm in. So it's going to be nice and intimate.